The General Electric Theater, tonight starring William Holden. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the General Electric Theater, presented by the makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances, General Electric. Tonight we bring you William Holden in Owen Wister's The Virginian. Tonight the General Electric Company is proud to bring you one of the best loved and most popular stories ever written in America. It's the original Western, the novel that molded the form for practically every Western story produced since it was first published 50 years ago. We are privileged to present a transcription of Owen Wister's classic tale, The Virginian, starring Mr. William Holden. But first, from top to bottom, from side to side, there's more of everything, especially space, in the new General Electric Spacemaker refrigerator. Up at the top, the full-width GE freezer is so big you can actually fit as many as 48 packages of frozen foods into it. And the refrigerator section has plenty of room for fresh food storage. Sturdy aluminum shelves for bulky items like turkeys and watermelons. A handy chiller tray that's ideal for quick-chilling beverages. And down at the bottom of the refrigerator, two sliding deep vegetable drawers where you can keep fruits and vegetables garden fresh. Even the door of this GE refrigerator gives you extra space with three roomy Spacemaker door shelves. Your GE dealer will show you how you can own this new GE Spacemaker refrigerator for about $3.36 a week after a small down payment. Ask him about it tomorrow. And now the first act of The Virginian, starring William Holden.
My friends can call me what they please, because they are my friends, and we exchange that courtesy. But when you call me that, smile.
People have asked, did I know the Virginian? As well, I hope, as a father should know his son. We met through Judge Henry, for whom he worked as ranch foreman, and it was at the judge's bidding that the Virginian took me in hand and taught me the ways of the Old West, a painful task which he bore like a gentleman, for I was an Easterner, a tenderfoot, a dude, and I learned slowly. He had great dignity for so young a man, dignity and reserve, and his acceptance of me was not a sudden thing. Our friendship was a source of great pride to me, and with the passing years, I made many returns to the West and Wyoming, and my friend, my good, good friend, the Virginian. At his letter's bidding, I had come eastward across Idaho to make this journey with him back through the Tetons. It was a trail known to few honest men. Horse Thief Pass was the name his letter gave it, and we were to meet at the Cottonwood Grove, which I now approached. The specks which I had watched for the past hour now became not cattle, as I had guessed, but saddled horses. There was something strange about the way they stood, silently, reins trailing, all looking off into the grove. Why so many? And where were their riders?
All right, mister. Get down and keep your hands where I can see them.
Well, who are you?
Reckon this is another one?
I aim to find out. Now get down.
There were a dozen of them. And as they came silently out of the cottonwood grove, I looked for my friend's face. These were strangers, and their eyes were cold and hard.
All right, mister. Explain yourself.
Oh, what do you mean? What's this all about, anyway?
Start talking, mister. Talk fast. What are you doing here?
I came here to meet a friend.
Meet a friend, huh? What was you and this friend aiming to do?
We were going to take a little trip.
He's telling you the truth, Amy.
Hey there!
Afternoon, sir.
Well, I expect we'll be leaving now.
You know this stranger?
I do. He's a friend of Judge Henry's. And of mine.
Sorry, stranger.
The hostility vanished. Guns were holstered. And several evaded the Virginian's eye. He didn't speak further to me until our pack horses had been readied and we had begun to skirt the grove heading for the mountains.
I wasn't expecting you until the day after tomorrow.
I caught a different train. Now, what was that back there, those men? What did they want?
Justice.
Huh?
Look off yonder through the trees.
At first I wondered what he was pointing to, but I was looking at the ground. They were high up, and their toes swung slowly in the soft breeze. Two men, young men, lean and brown, swung by the neck and dead.
There were four of them, sir. We caught these two. The boys thought maybe you were one of the others.
Oh.
They've been rustling since your last journey through here. We tried getting at them through the law, but you know the law.
Well, who are they? The thin one looked familiar.
That was Steve. He used to be my friend.
Your friend? But how could you do that? I know rustling's a bad thing, but...
I never hung a man before. Never had to. This time it was called for. My duty, sir. I hated it. But it was called for, and I'd done it. Old Steve, he and me was mighty close at one time.
I'm terribly sorry.
Sorry? I'll not sleep tonight, sir. Duty. It was my duty. A lot of mean and miserable things have been done in the name of that.
He was silent the rest of the day and part of the next. The man had been his friend, and the man had broken the law of the range. And it had been his duty to kill him. His duty, but not his inclination. And now as we rode through the high barren canyons of the Tetons, he had this new pain to live with.
That's odd.
What?
These tracks. They're fresh.
Yeah, but surely other people use this trail.
On foot? Now look there.
Oh. Boots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but why that? I mean, they're the horse's prints. Why would the man walk?
I couldn't say.
Do you suppose it might by chance be the rustlers who escaped?
It might.
You know who they are?
I've got a strong suspicion. You remember Trampas?
Yes, one of your riders. You used to have a good deal of trouble with him, as I remember.
Yeah, he pulled out last year. Took Steve and Shorty with him. That little old Shorty, he never did amount to much, have much sense. But I felt pretty bad about Steve.
Was Shorty the other man you hanged?
Wait a minute, hold up there.
Huh? What is it?
Look at the prints.
Oh, he's changed his boots.
And put on 50 pounds at the same time? No, sir. This explains it. There's two of them with one horse. They're taking turns.
Oh, I see.
If the heavy one is the one I think he is, I expect we'll be seeing the light one before very long.
Why do you say that?
Trampas is a big man, and he don't much fancy walking while Shorty rides.
Shorty?
Little Shorty. You'll remember him when you see him. Baby face, yellow hair. Nice little fella, but weak. Trampas got a hold of him and made him a thief. I don't reckon it was too hard to do.
Trampas got a hold of him. We found Shorty that afternoon. His throat had been cut by the man he trusted. He lay in the sun, his blue eyes staring blankly at the vultures wheeling high above.
Well, that's three of them. One to go. I wish that Trampas had shoot himself.
It would save you trouble, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. Particularly when I'm fixing to get married next week.
You don't mean it. To Miss Molly Wood?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's wonderful. Splendid news.
I'm kind of worried, though.
Worried? Whatever about?
The lynching. Well, you know how these Eastern ladies are. She might not understand.
Well, how's she to know?
Well, that kind of news travels fast in the West. She'll know it before we get back to Bear Creek and the ranch and the schoolhouse.
Good morning, Miss Molly.
Oh, good morning, Judge Henry. What brings you to school?
You, Miss Molly. My wife tells me there's something troubling you. Now, I know some dark things have happened, but you mustn't think badly of us. We're too fond of you, that.
Judge Henry, have you come to tell me that you think well of the lynching?
Those thieves weren't hung by an hysterical mob, Miss Molly, but by a group of sober-minded cattlemen acting in the best interests of law and order. Don't you see the difference?
Not in principle.
Well, law is not always order, Molly. And when people trying to create a civilization are hamstrung by their own courts, they're apt to take justice in their own hands just as we've done. Now, believe me, I can understand what's worrying you. You feel that you might be marrying a murderer.
I don't know. I don't know. It's all terrible to me.
Yes, and so is capital punishment terrible. But not so terrible as unchecked theft and murder would be. Now, try to understand this, my dear, and go with your man. He's a fine man. He'll be a fine husband to you.
Thank you, Judge Henry. We're riding to town when he comes for me. We're to be married there by the bishop. Oh, what beautiful country. How I love it. And how big it is.
Not a bit like Vermont, I expect.
No, nor like Virginia.
Well, I reckon today we'll leave all that behind us for keeps. This is where we'll marry, where our children will grow up, and likely where we'll be buried.
Yes, but that won't be...
Wait a minute.
Who was that?
Oh, it's just a man I see now and then.
Is his name Trampas?
Have you seen him before?
Never until now, but I knew. I knew as soon as I saw his eyes. When I saw your hand go to your gun. And just seeing him, I know he committed that murder.
You've been hearing a lot of talk.
Yes, and I know what's true and what isn't. And I know about what you had to do with those men. I know you only did...
What I did. About that other matter, there's no proving that he killed Shorty.
But don't you know it?
I know a lot of things inside my heart, but that's not proven.
But he was never even arrested.
No. He helped elect that sheriff of that county.
He's a bad man to have for an enemy.
Well, it's not to be helped. He knows I can't prove that he was in with that gang of horse thieves, and that I can't prove that he killed poor Shorty. But he knows I missed him awful close and spoiled his thieving for a while. So do you wonder he don't think much of me? Well, if I'd lived to be as old as I am and with all my chances and made no enemy, I'd feel myself a failure.
In late afternoon, they rode into town and were hailed heartily by three friends, Honey Wiggin, Scipio Lemoyne, and Lynn McLean, all desirous of drinking the Virginian's health, if his lady didn't mind. The three stood grinning with their hats off, but behind their gaiety, the Virginian read some other purpose.
We'll all be very good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
Which is the honest man?
Not one. My friends scare me when I think of their ways.
Yes, being engaged scares you. Marriage restores your courage, I find.
Well, I'll trust all of you. He's going to take me to the hotel, and then you can drink his health as much as you please.
That's right, gentlemen. I'll just wash up and put on a clean shirt and...
Wait a minute.
What's that?
Don't change your clothes.
All right. I'll see Molly to her room, and then I'll be right with you. I'm obliged to you, Scipio, for telling me not to change. I'd have left my gun in the hotel otherwise.
Trampas is down the street, filling up.
And doing a heap of talking.
It's about Shorty. He's spreading it that you...
I see.
This talk went the rounds before it got to us. Otherwise, we'd have headed it off. He has got friends in town.
Well, there he is, the stinking yellow-livered hunk of cracker trash.
It's Trampas.
What happened into this town when they let the likes of him come in and drink with decent men?
Trampas, I don't want trouble with you.
You hear that? He never has wanted it. He's been dodging it 5 years. But I got him corralled.
Trampas, you sure you mean that?
You know I mean it.
Would you mind stating it a little more clearly?
I'll state it so's even you can understand it. Get out of town. Get out of town by sundown. Because if you don't, I'll kill you.
Gentlemen, I know you'll all oblige me by keeping out of this affair.
Oh, yeah, sure, we understand.
Give me that bottle. It's a terrible shame that he couldn't have postponed it.
If you had a supermarket right in your own home, you'd be all set, wouldn't you? Well, that's just about what you do have when you own a new General Electric 11 cubic foot food freezer. It holds 389 pounds of frozen foods. That's enough food to last the average family of four for several months. And you can cut those food bills way down with the new GE food freezer because you can shop when prices are low and store hundreds of pounds of frozen food for future use. There are so many other wonderful advantages to owning a dependable GE food freezer, too. You can have out-of-season treats whenever you want them, or prepare a whole meal right out of your freezer in 30 minutes or less. Ask your GE dealer to tell you how you can own the General Electric food freezer for only about $4.67 a week after a small down payment. Now with our star, William Holden, we bring you the second act of The Virginian.
The Virginian walked in the open air with thoughts disturbed. Gossip ran in advance of him, but as he came by, the talk fell away from him until he had passed. He walked to the edge of town and looked out toward the mountains where he had planned to spend their honeymoon. He'd sooner have a sickness than be undecided this way. The sun was getting low. About 40 minutes more. Why must it be? Why must it be that she'd been raised so differently?
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Judge Henry. I'm glad to see you.
What's all this about?
You know as much about it as I do.
Have you told Miss Molly?
Judge, I want to do right today more than any day I've ever lived.
Well, then go tell her at once.
It's funny. I expected you was going to tell me to run away from Trampas.
Maybe you should.
But I can't, Judge. You know as well as I what I've got to do. You see how it is.
He'll change his mind.
Yes, but he can't change his word. At least I've got to stay around until he does. I've given him the say-so. He's got the choice. Most men wouldn't have took what I took from him in that saloon.
You was 14 when you ran away from your family. Your life has been your own for all these years. But it's not your own now. You've given it to a woman.
Yes, I've given it to her. But my life's not the whole of me. I'd give her twice my life, 50, 1,000 of them. But I can't give her nor anybody in heaven or earth. I can't give her my... We'll never get to it, sir. There's no good in words. You've done one thing for me, Judge. I'm going to tell her.
Oh, you've come back. You've come back.
Who told you about this?
What does it matter? It's over, and you've come back to me.
I might have known some fool would tell you.
What shall we do now?
Now? Nothing now.
But I don't understand.
And there's some waiting still before us. I wish you didn't have to wait alone, but it won't be long. I'm sorry about this, Molly. I did my best, believe me. But he went too far in the hearing of others to go back now. He'll have to go on to the finish.
The finish.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to let him shoot me.
But you can come away. It's not too late yet. You can take yourself out of his reach. Everybody knows that you're brave. What's he to you? You can leave him in this place.
No, I can't.
I'll go with you anywhere. To any house, to the mountains, to anywhere away. We'll leave this horrible place together. No. Won't you listen to me? Won't you listen?
I must stay here.
There's something else. It's the fact of the thing itself. Think of what it means. It's what they hang people for. It's murder.
Don't call it that.
There was a choice. To get ready for it when you have a choice.
He did the choosing. Now you listen to me. You listening?
Yes.
I work here. I belong here. It's my life. And if folks came to think I was a coward...
Who would think you a coward?
Everybody. My friends would be sorry and ashamed. And my enemies would walk around saying they'd always said so. I couldn't hold up my head again among enemies or friends.
But when it was explained to them...
There'd be nothing to explain. Just the fact. Listen, Molly, can't you see how it is with a man? It's not for their benefit, friends or enemies, that I have to do this thing. If any man happened to say I was a thief and I heard him say it, would I let him go on spreading such a thing about me? Don't I owe my honesty something better than that? Would I sit down in a corner rubbing my honesty and whispering to it, there, there, I know you ain't a thief? What men say about my nature is not just merely an outside thing. For the fact that I let them keep on saying it is proof that I don't value my nature enough to shield it from their slander and give them their punishment. And that's being a poor sort of a man, Molly. Can you understand this?
I can't. If I ought to, I can't. When I heard about you killing those cattle thieves, I kept saying to myself he had to do it. It was a public duty. And lying sleepless, I got used to Wyoming being different from Vermont. But this... When I think of tomorrow, of you and me and of... If you do this, there can be no tomorrow for you and me.
Do you mean that? This would be the end? Will you look at me and say that? Then it's really so. Goodbye, then.
Will you kiss me?
I have no right to kiss you anymore.
Whiskey. You there, bartender, whiskey.
Yeah, sure. Hey, in your shoes, I'd be afraid to take so much, Trampas. Want to pay for the whiskey?
Tomorrow.
I think you better pay now, Trampas.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think you understand.
Don't go pushing your luck, mister.
Well, it's not my luck we're discussing.
We've cleared the street, Trampas.
Huh?
We've cleared the street. Sun's gone down.
Thank you.
You'll have to know it, Molly. I've killed Trampas.
Oh, thank heaven. Thank heaven.
And thus did Molly's New England conscience capitulate to love. And the next day, with the judge's blessing and the ring on her finger and the future in the palm of his hand, the Virginian departed with his bride into the mountains.
Holden will be back in just a moment. Get a GE automatic washer, and you'll get the whitest, brightest wash ever. Here's why. Many old-fashioned automatic washers tumble the clothes around, so they're out of the wash water much of the time. But the new GE automatic washer has GE's famous activator washing action. And that means clothes are flood-washed and flood-rinsed, submerged in water all the time. Another thing, many old-style tumbler washers drain the dirty wash water through the clothes. Now, this deposits soap and soil on the freshly washed pieces. But the new GE automatic washer, with its famous spin-dry, spins the water up and out, away from the clothes, leaves every piece sparkling white, really clean. Your General Electric dealer will show you how you can own a new General Electric automatic washer for only about $3.90 a week after a small down payment. See him tomorrow. And now, our star, William Holden.
I want you to know, Ken, that in our family, General Electric appliances rate pretty high. We wouldn't be without them.
Oh, thanks, Bill. You know, I wonder what someone from the Virginians' day would think of all our modern conveniences.
Well, I imagine it would be like one of us visiting Mars, which is as foreign a land as I can think of.
Well, speaking of foreign lands, Bill, I saw you in Stalag 17 the other night. How'd it feel to play the part of an American in a German prison camp?
Well, Ken, actually, the way we did it in Stalag 17, it wasn't as grim as it might sound.
Well, that's true, Bill. The comedy sequences in the picture are as funny as I've ever seen.
Well, it just proves again that a sense of humor can often save men's sanity.
Well, the picture certainly demonstrated that, Bill. Thank you for being with us tonight.
It was a great pleasure, Ken. Good night, everyone.
General Electric Theater has brought you The Virginian, starring William Holden. Featured in tonight's cast were William Johnstone as the narrator, with Clayton Post, David Young, Virginia Gregg, Ralph Moody, Ted Bliss, Dick Ryan, and Bill Boucher. The Virginian was written by Owen Wister and adapted for radio by James Pohl, with editorial supervision by Het Mannheim and music by Wilbur Hatch. General Electric Theater is transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to be with us next week at this same time when General Electric, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances, will bring you Zachary Gold's rollicking comedy, Spring Over Brooklyn, starring Mr. Alan Young on the General Electric Theater. Join us, won't you?
This is the CBS Radio Network.